From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. Miami-Dade County's Sea Level Rise Task Force published its final report this week. It lists recommendations to the county for dealing with rising seas. Arsenio Milian owns a civil and environmental engineering firm and served on the task force. He says if the recommendations are not implemented soon, the effects of sea level rise will have real long-term consequences for the community.
The insurance companies have made it clear that if this is something that is going to be happening on a more and more frequently, they will not be able to insure as we understand it to be today.
In addition to encouraging the county to work with insurance companies, the task force is calling on officials to consult experts to create roads, bridges, and pump stations that can adapt to rising seas. Jim Murley is the executive director of the South Florida Regional Planning Council and was the vice chairman of the task force.
I think it's important that the county work with the region and speak with one voice on these issues in Tallahassee and Washington, D.C., so that our specific needs are well understood in the state capital, the national capital, and when funds are available there, we get our fair share.
Other recommendations include studies of flood damage reduction and support for Everglades restoration. Delray Beach leaders are holding off on plans to create a citywide ban on the sale of dogs from puppy mills. The Sun Sentinel reports commissioners have decided to ask the city's legal team to make sure such a law would be constitutional before moving forward. They gave the rule preliminary approval last month when only one commissioner voted against it. It's unclear when the matter will come before the board again for final approval. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.